You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Women's March on January 21st, 2017 was a worldwide protest that happened the day after the inauguration of President Donald Trump. The march was the largest single-day protest in U.S. history. And this Saturday not only marks 3 years since the first march took place, but once again, people will be marching across the United States and here in Idaho as part of this year's Women's March. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are the Boise Women's March organizers, Manny Oppenheimer and Kylie Casper. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
So I should note, both of you are high school students in Boise.
Juniors. Yes.
And you have taken on this project. Tell me why you decided to step up and do this. This is a big event.
Yeah, I just think that it's really important for the youth to be able to have a voice in our community. And I think that it, by having youth run this march for the third year in a row, it just empowers more youth to get engaged and to speak up and just to let adults know that we're still here and like we're still fighting and we're going to continue the fight as long as we live.
And Kylie, what's interesting to me is that, as Maddie said, for the third year in a row, high school students, and Maddie pointed out earlier, with adult support, organized this event. And when the first march in 2017, the two high school students in Boise who organized it, I mean, they got national, international attention for putting this on. Why do you think it was such a big deal that high school students stepped up and put on a march?
Yeah, so I think that as a nation, we're kind of surprised when, like, the youth are able to do such amazing things. And so just showing our power and our capabilities really inspired a lot of people, and they wanted to share that with more people. So, like, the world, the nation, and to just really get the word out that high school students are capable of doing these things, and we have more power than we may be thought to have. And so to just really, like, capture what we have and to really embrace our unique perspective.
And I think that going along with that, like, some people do this for a job, like their work. Like,
oh, right.
They work, like, the only thing they do
is putting on an event like this.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, we are going to school, we're having friendships, and we're also organizing a huge protest in our community.
So tell me about what's going to be happening on Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m.
9 a.m.
So take me through kind of the day.
Yeah. So the speakers are going to start between 9 and 9:15 on the Capitol steps. And so we have about 7 speakers, and we're super excited about all of them. I think that all of them bring a super unique perspective, and diversity is really what we were aiming for. And after the speakers, it's kind of just going to be a rally. We're not actually marching this year, unfortunately, but yeah. And there's going to be booths there. We have about 15 to 20 organizations that just represent everything that we're standing for that's going to have booths at the event. And yeah, we're super excited.
And Kylie, it's, you know, it's the Women's March, but it is all inclusive.
Exactly.
Completely.
Yes. And so this year we actually changed the E to an X to really represent that inclusivity. And along with going back to the speakers, and we really made sure to incorporate a bunch of people with a bunch of different backgrounds. So we have about 6 high school students, including Maddie and myself, speaking. And we have people of all sorts of backgrounds. So we're really excited to share that unique perspective.
You know, it's interesting to me, and I'm a little bit older than the two of you. I could be your parent. What is interesting to me, though, and raising children myself, is that I think that the youth of today have such a different perspective on the world than I think some of us who are older, in the sense that we as adults have to look sometimes to realize that you can teach us something, right? And I think when it comes to diversity, it is something that you have all just grown up with as normal and regular. And that is something that I think adults have had to learn along the way. So would you agree with that?
Completely. I think that we all have something to offer in terms of, like, teaching each other. And I think that by coming together and empowering each other and teaching each other what it means to be united in our fight for women's rights is super powerful and a huge learning experience for everyone involved.
I'm speaking with Boise Women's March organizers Maddie Oppenheimer and Kylie Casper about the event this Saturday in downtown Boise. And both of you have talked about the speakers, but I know there's one in particular that that you were able to bring in. So tell me who this is.
So we are bringing in Jennifer Palmieri. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Dear Madam President, An Open Letter to Women Who Will Run the World. And she is also the former communications director for the White House under Obama and for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign.
How did you get someone like this to come to Idaho to be a part of this march when there are other marches taking place across the country and in D.C.?
Yeah. So I actually have a family friend, Tyler Moran, who worked for Harry Reid, and she worked in the Capitol, and her office was right next to Jennifer's, and she's a friend with her. And so I just texted her and was like, any chance that she could come? And within 5 minutes, she was like, hell yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, did you honestly think, though, that just by sending a text that she'd say, sure, I'll come to Boise?
I thought that there would have to be a lot more, like, negotiation, I guess, and, like, talking about it. But it was just super awesome to be able to have that connection. And we're super excited.
And what a great voice to come and speak.
Yeah, and she's definitely going to be speaking from the perspective of her book. She's not going to be talking about politics. She's going to be talking about empowering young women and coming together and kind of everything that the Women's March on Idaho stands for.
So again, quickly, just give me, you know, time, place for people who may have just been joining us.
Yes, it will be on Saturday, January 19th at the Capitol steps. It will start at 9 a.m. and speakers will start between 9 and 9:15. We'll go until about 10:30, so we hope to see everybody there.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank both of you for coming in today, and I know you have to get back to school, so I appreciate the time. My guest today, Boise Women's March organizers Maddie Oppenheimer and Kylie Casper, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much
for having us.